Our next segment in the program is the 40 Hadith Challenge. So for the next few days, every morning between 5:30 and 5:40, around that period we'll be airing for you the first hadith for the morning, and then the second hadith will be airing for you just after 6:30, 6:35 in the evening. So these two times of the day will be airing for you two different hadith for the day. As it says 40, so two per day over a period of 20 days. 20 times 2, 40. And Radio Islam, in conjunction with Deen Pro, is presenting this particular challenge. The objective behind this is to get people to memorize the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he who memorizes 40 ahadith of mine, 40 sayings of mine, will be granted my intercession on a day of Qiyamah. So the idea is that it's the lockdown period. We have a lot of time on our hands. Let's see if we can memorize two ahadith for the day. One in the morning, one in the evening, followed with the discussion and the explanation. And by the end of the 20th day, inshallah, you would have memorized 40 ahadith. So what will happen is that every day we'll first play for you the Arabic text, which is recorded by Mawlana Yusuf Osman. And then the translation, and then number three, the explanation of that hadith. Now, each day, they get a different scholar to give the perspective of that hadith. So this morning, we are moving on to hadith number five. And in this particular hadith, we are going to learn about the attachment that this particular sahabi had with Surah Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. And we are going to talk about it with Mawlana Yusuf Abid, who is a senior scholar from Lodium and is also the Imam of Darussalam Masjid. Let's take a listen to this hadith.
عَنْ أُمِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بعث رجلا على سرية فكان يقرأ لأصحابه في صلاتهم فيختم بي قل هو الله أحد فلما رجعوا ذكروا ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال سلوه لأي شيء يصنع ذلك فسألوه فقال لأنها صفة الرحمن فأنا أحب أن أقرأ بها فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبروه أن الله تعالى يحبه رواه البخاري ومسلم. The mother of the believers, Aisha رضي الله عنها, narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم appointed a man in charge of an army unit who led them in salah. He always concluded his recitation with Suratul Ikhlas. Upon their return to Al-Madinah Munawwarah, they mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, ask him why does he do so? He was asked and he said, this surah contains the attributes of Allah the Gracious, and I love to recite it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then told them, tell him that Allah loves him.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa ma'abad. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. An mu'minin Aisha radiyallahu anha. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث رجلا على سرية فكان يقرأ لأصحابه في صلاتهم فيختم بقل هو الله أحد فلما رجعوا ذكروا ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال صلوه لأي شيء يصنع ذلك فقال لأنها صفة الرحمن فأنا أحب أن أقرأ بها فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبروه أن الله تعالى يحبه رواه البخاري والمسلم وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All perfect praises and thanks are due to Allah, our Rabb and Sustainer, in choices of salawat and salam be on the best of creation, Sayyidul Bashar, Rahmatul Alameen, Sirajan Munira, Al-Mujtaba, Al-Mustafa, the beloved of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters, this is a hadith from both Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, and it gives us a fascinating insight into several qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as an indication of the spirituality of his companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a person in charge of a sariya, an expedition. A sariya is generally an expedition that has more than 100 people and a rather secretive type of mission. They travel at night. So he led his companions in salah. فَكَانَ يَقْرَأُ لِأَصْحَابِهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ and فَيَخْتِمُ بِقُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ and he terminated his qira'ah with قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ. Here we learn one important sunnah, and that is the Amir of the Sariya, the Amir of the home, the Amir of the company, the Amir of the town, the Mudir of the institution, they should rather perform the salah. So he made amal on this sunnah. They contended, why did he read Suqul Wallah added to another recitation? He should rather have remained content with Qul Wallah, and he gave his reasons. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا ذَكَرُوا ذَلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ when they returned, they mentioned this to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم again teaching us an amazing lesson. He could have given his blessed opinion, but he said, go back and ask him what made him do that. Why did he do that? So this teaches us a very important lesson that before we comment, we should inquire and investigate, and thought which should be given to our ruling in our comments. Nowadays, especially on social media, people just pass comments and do and make all sorts of comments and statements that sometimes are detrimental to the individual as well as the community. So when they asked him why did he do what he did, why did he read Surah Ikhlas, he said, لِأَنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَانِ because in that surah are the attributes and qualities of the most gracious, the most beneficent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I love that I should recite it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in response to that said, inform him that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. Now what is the reasoning for all this? Yeah? Mufassirin explained, firstly, he had taken delight in that salah, in as far as the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's wahdaniyah, Allah is one, Allah Rabbul Izzat is totally independent, he is the supreme authority, he is the eternal refuge, the entire creation depend on him, he does not depend on anyone, he is free, absolutely free from every need or want. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no family, he has got no children, he was not born, nor was anyone born from him, Allah forbid. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partner, no co-equal, there is none co-equal or comparable unto him. So these are amazing attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the Sahaba took delight in, therefore he recited it. And on that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Allah in turn love you. Because he, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appreciated that the Sahabi in his salah had contemplated all these amazing qualities and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like we say, this is a glimpse of the spirituality of the ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that their salah was read with full khushu and khudu and all the required concentration and devotion and fervor. Ulama have written that we need to inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can do that by emulating the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his companions had done. And we should love Allah, love the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love his qualities, his attributes, love the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love his kalam, the Quran, and love the sharia, the injunctions and the prohibitions, because both of these are for our benefit. So during these lockdown days especially, we have a unique opportunity of rekindling and reconnecting and rebuilding and solidifying our love and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, our ulama are advising us to set aside time during these days and prepare for the blessed month of Ramadan. We are in Sha'aban. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'aban wa balighna Ramadan. Ideal opportunity, not the ideal from a perspective of people who need to get to work, and of course business people, and of course school children, we are in a quandary as well, but it's an opportunity and we can take and make the best out of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do the best, to the best of our ability, and may we prepare to the best of our ability for Ramadan, and maybe we all fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes and His qualities. There is none like Him. He is unique, He is supreme, He is irresistible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our devotions, all our efforts, and let us not forget the international ummah in our du'as. In Syria and all those places in Kashmir, the people are suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate for them. And may Allah rabbil izzat make it easy for them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.